This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, Paulie, we're back. Instant reaction. We just watched the Lakers game. I know Gerald's pissed, so I'm sure it's going to be on our story. I think Paul and I are kind of, hey, which Angelo says we're supposed to disagree, but I think it's, I mean, it's not that, it's not alarming. I mean, it's a do or die game for Memphis at home where they're amazing. It's not like we expected to win three in a row. You know what I mean? I mean, it sucks to lose by 17 and all that. And we have to still have AD and LeBron play more minutes another game. But I mean, what are your thoughts? Same thoughts or?
My thoughts are not worried at all. I said from the beginning, Lakers in six. Yeah. So that's shaping up to be perfect. I should have thrown money on that, a conclusion of the outcome of that series. Lakers in six, not worried. They can't do that three straight games. Will not happen, cannot happen.
And LeBron won't play right like now. That for three straight games. I know he showed his age tonight, but that's going to happen throughout these series. I mean, dude, the guy's 38. Like the game before, he saved us. And then this game, he looked pretty tired. Yeah. But I mean, it's fine.
I'm already ready. I'm already ready to talk about the next series, to be honest. Because you know what? I'm not worried about Memphis. I think this series is over. The thing that worries me right now, looking forward and moving forward in these playoffs, is the inconsistency. Can all of our guys show up at the same time ever? It's like, I feel like LeBron shows up, AD fades away. Yeah. AD goes four for, what do you do that?
Yeah, what was that one game we lost? Yeah, AD and D'Lo, nothing. LeBron
combined like four for 16 or something.
Yeah, four for like 26, dude. It was that bad. 26. I know. But the fact that we're up 3-2 is like, it's fine.
That's why I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I don't think Memphis can do this two more times.
Because they're injured now. And see, you saw Kennard on the bench with the shoulder. Like, dude, they've been, wraps, he's been huge for them. So if he's out.
Was he pitching today?
If he's out, then, dude, I mean, I'm not worried. Friday night, they'll close it out. But I mean,
I'm not worried.
We're not just, but let's just say some negatives that we think it's like, LeBron is going to have those games because of his age. I get that. AD, consistency, paint motherfucker, right?
Paint assholes.
He played great tonight. Going back to Darvin Ham, I know they play hard for him. I get that. But, dude, some of the rotations I don't get. Keeping LeBron and AD out there the rest, like, in the fourth. It's like, dude, the game's over, bro. We need the rest of these guys.
Why?
What are we doing here? And then he takes them out when we're down 14. But it's like, when we're just down 20? You kept him in. It didn't really make sense, but whatever. Memphis, hey. I'm sure Jaw
and Dylan Brooks on this side, and he's over there on the court. So who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure Jaw and Dylan Brooks are going to talk to the media today. Those assholes, right? They don't talk when they lose, but I'm sure they'll say some shit today.
But whatever. If I were them, I wouldn't say shit still. I still wouldn't say shit because you know what? You have to do this three games in a row. The odds of that happening are not in your favor. I think you got to be quiet.
And Dylan Brooks is such a fraud, dude. I know we didn't talk last week, but this guy, dude. I mean, you say all this shit, and then you don't talk to the media after, and then you're saying the media make me out to be a villain. It's like, dude, you're the one who started talking, asshole. And you can't do it. What's he going 3-pointer? He misses like every 3-pointer. So whatever, he's a fraud. And Memphis is frauds. It's a team that has done nothing, and they talk like they've won everything, right? But.
And here's the other thing. The thing that worries me when we're talking about moving forward, the thing that worries me also with LeBron is like, can he put back-to-back solid games together? And that's what seems to be the question.
I know.
And that's what you're talking about. He showed his age tonight.
I mean, going down the stretch, we had to win every game. So that put a lot of minute like to get into the playoffs. You know what I mean? So an AD, dude, he's the other night, he's holding his rib. Today, he fell on his back. I'm like, if these guys stay healthy, we could definitely make a run. Like, that's what I said, but that's a big if, right?
But the other thing about AD getting hurt is, like, we have to expect that. We have to expect AD getting
as long as it's not major. Just a little minor.
Exactly.
As long as it's not major.
But don't tell me you don't hold your breath every time he goes down to the floor.
Oh, my gosh. You're just like, today, when he fell on his tailbone, I was like, oh, that's it. And then the other day when he's holding his rib, but.
But you said it before this series started. Morant is going to get his. Right,
get his. Let him get his.
Nobody expected Bane to be showing up the way he did.
Bane's been showing up a little bit more than that's what we do not. We said let Morant get his. Don't let Bane get hot. He's getting hot, but dude, we're sitting pretty. It's fine.
I'm not worried.
We're fine. Gerald's all pissed off, thinking we're gonna. I mean, and to win in five, that would have been fine. So we could rest for this, because you know Warriors Kings is probably going seven, you would think, right?
I don't think so.
You think Warriors end it tonight?
Well, they can't. It's 2-2. But I do think
that... 2-2. You're saying... I see what you mean.
I think Warriors win two straight. I don't see Sac winning another game. But I could be wrong. I just don't have faith in Sacramento.
That's our answer reaction. We'll be fine. Everyone, what's Rodgers say? Just because Rodgers went to the Jets, relax, right?
R-E-L-A-X.
There you go. Relax, we'll be fine. We'll win Friday night.
Not worried.
LeBron will have a great game. He'll rest. Yeah. And then he has 2 days rest.
I've been giving you winners. I gave you so many NFL winners. I gave you UConn to win it all. I told you, Lakers in six. I'm not worried. Lakers in six.
Anything else since we're on NBA? Clippers, you guys can beat us 11 straight, but hey, we're going to get past the first round. You assholes are at home, dude. Right?
Pop was right. Pop was right. That asshole doesn't want to play.
Kawhi?
What are you doing, bro?
I know. And then George is always hurt. But, dude, they can't. What are they going to do next year? Westbrook's a free agent, so they can't resign.
You know what they do next year? Whatever the fuck they want. Doesn't matter. Let them do whatever they want.
Just get him out of the crypto. Balmer's making that.
Developers. Yeah, go develop your land down there, off the 10 freeway, or what is it? Down by LAX, down by the SoFi. Have fun.
You're frauds. Frauds as usual. Get out of the crypto.
I told you, Balmer. You should have listened to me, Balmer. I told you the minute you bought that team, you should have moved him to Vegas.
I know. Got to get him out of the T-Mobile Arena. It's a cursed franchise. I really think it is. But what else? Anything else? I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. I mean, Denver Suns is going to be an amazing series. If we get past the first round, let them go seven. But I feel like if we play Warriors, we're probably going to go seven with the Warriors too, right? So
I'm going to stay on my soapbox here that the Bucks are frauds.
What's it, dude? Jimmy Buckets. He is him. What do they call him?
He's that guy.
They call him Jimmy Buckets, but he's also, I mean, unbelievable. That guy. Well, how's he going off again tonight?
Live update: Milwaukee is up 4 halfway through the second.
I don't think they'll lose tonight, Milwaukee. But hey, going back to Miami, Jimmy could drop 50, huh?
And live update: let's see. Sac is up 3, but we're still halfway through the first.
Fractured finger? Decent.
Time will tell. Still early.
NBA's been all right. I still think we only need – I know there's been some upsets, but the best teams are probably going to advance. But I still think it should be five-game series, right? That's five first round?
I absolutely agree it should be five-game series. And I don't know, dude. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Dude, if the Bucks shit the bed on this one – we're not going to hear the end of it.
If that happens, and I want, dude, then I want Hawks to win too. Just chaos in the East, right?
Yeah, well, we want Boston out. We got to get Boston out. No, I know.
Dude, how about the Knicks? They're probably celebrating right now. They won the fucking ship, right? Knicks fans.
We both said whoever wins that series is a one and done, right?
Oh, I know.
Whoever won that series is going to be a one and done.
No, good for the Knicks. I do like when the Knicks are at least, like, dude, in the playoffs, you know what I mean? Madison Square Garden's cool. It's just dope.
Yeah, it's cool, but I just don't want to have to hear about a New York team now who's barely above average, 24/7, all the pundits,
but it is.
It's like, why are we talking about the Rangers and the Islanders? They're not going to win it.
I know. Do Rangers. You know what I mean? Rangers and Islanders. Yeah.
That's how New York runs. New York, they win a series and they think they're gods. Watch them get bounced the next round now, Knicks. Thanks for playing the round.
Oh, Bucks or Heat? Well, that's the thing, dude. Yeah. They play the Heat, dude. I think Knicks could beat the Heat. But we'll see.
We also thought the Heat weren't going to lose to the Bucks, so you can't count off Jimmy Buckets.
Dude. Yeah, that's true. Anything else before we move on? Lakers in six. I said Lakers in seven, but I think Paul's right. I'm going to go with six. I don't see them losing Friday night at home. I respect LeBron bounce back and home cooking too. And just so, dude, come on, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Gerald,
Gerald. Let me talk about Gerald. Gerald's skipping game five. He's not even, or game six. He's not watching game six. So we can go to Jazz night.
Is he really?
We're gonna talk about
LACMA started up again.
Yeah, I mean, I get the weather's nice outside, but we're gonna have to talk about this, Gerald. You're skipping Game Six to go to Jazz, and his excuse is gonna be, well, a couple of my female friends.
Oh man, during the playoffs, come on, you gotta take a couple breaks from LACMA. During the playoffs, should be no
Laker Game Six or Jazz Night.
That's why, dude. Now I know why he's so pissed. Because he's like, dude, because
he wanted it to end tonight.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to miss. Yeah, of course. Now we know why he's so pissed. All right, we love your commentary, Gerald. We'll be fine, Gerald. Just relax.
Yeah, R-E-L-A-X.
Yep. All right, let's move on from NBA.
Now to where we're not so fine.
Unbelievable, bro.
Now to where it gets it's getting a little dicey.
I don't even know where to begin, man. That Sunday night is 3-0. We're sitting.
That's where we have to begin.
That's the series right there, man. 3-0.
Even the late goal to make it 4-3, I still felt really, really good. But then when they tied it, I was like, all right, if we win this one in overtime, we're fine. That goal in overtime, I think, might be the series definer. I mean, yes, we can win coming back home for game six. Game
seven, but it's just like last year. But last year,
exactly,
we were up 3-2, and Oilers won two in a row, right? So this time we're down 3-2, so maybe we could do what the Oilers did to us. But the thing is, the momentum is just switched. Like, it's just like, that's the thing. Momentum's key.
And Korpisalo, like, he did not look good in game five. He didn't look good,
but you got to play him. He's been saving us for at least the two wins we had.
Oh, you said it last night at the end of the game.
PK, we can't. Our penalty kill's horrible, and when we're on the power play, we're horrible. What else?
Which is not right, because our power play has been phenomenal the whole regular season.
I know. Now we can't score on our power play. We're scoring like unbelievable goals, but not on the power play, and then their power play, we already know that it's best all year, and they score every time it goes to a penalty. Like, don't you know they're going to score right away, right? Fucking dry side or fucking.
Our boy Armin last night at the game said it the best. He's like, dude, why does it look like, even though it's 5-on-5, full strength, it almost looks like they're on a power play?
I know. Well, that's what
it's
I'm
like
saying.
They're just pushing us around last night.
I know. Korpisalo, but that's what I'm saying. Korpisalo has kind of saved us, because it does seem like Oilers. I don't know. What do you think on that? You're saying Lakers are 6. What do you think, King? Do you think King's got, hey, they got some dogs in them to force a game 7, man. I think they can do it, but momentum.
We absolutely got some guys. We got guys, but here's the problem. You said it last night also. Like, that scene at the tail end of that game, you saw, I think it was Kopi and Doughty sitting together next to each other on the bench, and they looked dejected.
They're probably
language looked horrible at the end of that game last night. They're probably thinking to themselves, what the hell did we just let slip through our fingers on Sunday night?
Could have went up 3-1 dagger. They could have won last night. You know, Edmonton probably would have won last night.
I'll take my chances winning one of two.
No, I know. I know. Especially when you go back home. It's sad. Like we also said, it's like, dude, why do we have to face these assholes first round? But you know what? It's going back to the end of the regular season. We did not play well at all. They went like 10-0-1. We went like what? We played like 500 ball, whatever, hockey. Yeah,
barely. It's crazy too, is don't forget, like, right before we had that like losing skid, we were the hottest team. Remember, we had points in how many straight games?
Like, holy shit, we might win the division. And then we got Cole at the wrong time.
Dude, we had the tie for the division for a minute there, and then we're fighting to
imagine
we're
playing
wild card.
Imagine we were playing Winnipeg right now, even though they're giving Vegas is up 3-1. I don't know. We did say, like, we try to get rid of these asshole Oilers right away or see them later, but now we have to face them both first rounds in a row, and it's not looking good, man. They're going to be, that's our kryptonite, huh?
That's our kryptonite. I said that earlier. I said that at the beginning. I did not want to face the Oilers. I can't stand the Oilers. As much as I respect their players, they got guys.
They're good.
Their guys are phenomenal. Yeah. Draisaitl. You know what's funny? We talked about what's his name on Boston possibly winning the Conn Smythe as he was the favorite. Dude, I want to know what Draisaitl was going off on.
You saw Pastrnak? Yeah, Draisaitl.
Pastrnak. I want to know what Draisaitl was going off at.
For real, bro. Like,
that would have been a sprinkler right there.
And the crazy thing is that he's got fucking the next Gretzky next to him. That's why it's not fair. We have to play these assholes.
Yeah. And then you throw in Kane, you throw in
it's just Kane, Hyman. I mean, they got guys.
Hyman. Fucking Hyman. That's the one guy I can't stand on that team.
Hey, we believe though, right? Force a game seven, then anything can happen, right?
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
Momentum's on their side, but can we do it? Can we? Body language does not look good, but can we do it? We could do it.
We could definitely do it. We can definitely do it. It's just we got to figure something out, though. We got to get pucks on net. We pucks can't be letting them. Net. And actually, you know what pisses me off? I watched that game five, and it's like we stopped being aggressive. We let them. We almost like bent over and just let them be the aggressor. We need to be hitting them. We need to be putting Jesus into the boards.
Oh, I know. Come out like they did game four where we – what was that, game four, right? Yeah, game four when we could 3-0 play like that, man.
Yep.
I don't know. It's frustrating.
At this rate, three of the five games have gone to overtime. I mean, would you expect anything different from this series? We split the regular season 2-2. We took them to game seven last year.
Unbelievable series. I hope it goes seven. It deserves to go seven. It's been probably one of the best series in the – what else has been good? I think Devils, Rangers has been good. And Islanders have some life. Actually, dude, all these – that's why playoff hockey is amazing, bro. Everyone still has – it still has life, you know?
I mean, yes. If you want to say that, yes. I mean, I don't see Boston. I know Boston just lost that to Florida. Yeah, I don't see that one really ending well for Florida.
But I just like that there's no sweeps. You'll never get a sweep, right? It's hard. Especially in hockey, right?
It's very hard in hockey. But you know what? Like, the one thing I feel like it's one of the games, the series that I haven't followed too much is – but the Maple Leafs, might make some history here.
The first round since, 2004?
It only took them two overtime wins in back-to-back games.
Hey, but in Maple Leafs fashion, they could blow this too, right? What are they up, 3-2?
Absolutely. They're up 3-1.
Oh, dude, they could easily do it. Hey, Tampa's got guys.
3-1, and they can blow this.
Never count out Tampa, ever.
They're up 3-1. Actually, I think the Hurricane and the Islander series is a phenomenal series. I'm actually loving that series.
You going to
that
Burley's?
One could go seven. I wish, but that one's going to seven. I think so too.
Remember, we said the Hurricanes still have a lot of they have so many injuries.
Yeah, but they got guys.
They got guys. Yeah. Oh, so I don't know.
Devils Rangers, great, that's amazing, freaking.
Dude, yeah, Devils lose two on their home ice, and then they come back and win in MS. Dude, that's awesome. Dude, road teams have been unbelievable.
I'm literally looking at all these playoff matchups right now, and they are all – I mean, with the exception, I think Boston rolls, and the other exception is I think Vegas rolls. I think Vegas ends it tomorrow night on Thursday night. Those are the only two, I think. But everything else, dude, is going to come down to the wire.
I agree, man. We'll see. Go Kings, go. We'll post some – I mean, try and watch it together or post some – we got it. We believe, man. Just force the game seven, then anything can happen, right?
Well, here's the best part also. Yeah. We got a long layoff now. We don't play again until Saturday. So
can we
got
get some
dates
guys
off.
Back? I think we got our guys back except for like a couple defenders, right?
You know what I think? I think Doughty, Kopi, Kempe, some of these big name guys, they need to go into a darkness retreat. They need
with
to get
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, go into a darkness retreat. Get your mind right. Stop hanging out at the bars down in Manhattan. Get your mind right. Be ready for game six. Fucking blow them out of the water.
Force the game seven. Fuck these guys, man. Oh, I hate the Oilers. I respect them.
Fucking Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. And then they were fucking cheering when Downey got hurt last night. You saw that too? Fucking unbelievable.
Somebody take Draisaitl out. Or take Hyman out. That's the guy I hate the most. Hyman.
I thought you hated Kane the most. All of them, right?
Now you got me on Kane. You're right. I do hate Kane the most now. Name somebody else. I'll hate them the most.
All right. So, yeah, pucks on net. Go Kings. Force the game seven. Lakers, we're going to wrap it up in six. And let's get to baseball. Long season. Dude, I feel like it's been like seems like a negative year. But, dude, can you believe that we're in fucking first place? That's pretty
half a game.
Okay, but still. We're in first place. That's pretty epic to see. Like, dude, we've been talking a lot on the group chats and like, dude, what the hell, bullpen or hitting this and that. The fact that we're in first place right now is pretty, I know it's so early, but it's pretty kind of good sign, right?
Let's I think it's a good sign.
Get some guys back.
What's crazy is that I think it's a good sign they went first place, yes. But I have to say, the entire Western division, the entire West is not good.
I know. Because we said that Giants and Rockies aren't going to be good. We know they'll eventually just tail off, right?
I think the Rockies have like the third worst offense.
I'm sure the Padres are going to make a run soon. I know they're playing like 500 ball too as well.
They're on 500, but I mean, yeah. Machado's off to a ice cold start. Tatis came back. Padres got the team.
Yeah, it's still April.
I'm pretty sure Snell is like 0-5. He's got five losses. I don't think Snell's won a game.
I mean, I'd love to see it, but will it last? I don't think so.
I think it will. I'm counting.
Because pressure.
I'm counting them as frauds right now. They broke the bank. I think they got a whole bunch of guys that don't mesh well in the clubhouse.
And they're still celebrating just beating us in the first round. They're like, you guys didn't do shit either. You just got past one round.
Exactly. Look at those personalities. That is a spark waiting to happen.
I agree, bro. I agree. I think 2 weeks ago we said our guys that we need to like come on. Like I said Taylor and you Muncy. Said Muncy. Muncy's been great. That's fine, right? You're okay to be stick with that. Taylor finally had a good game, but I still don't trust the guy. But we need him at short so we can have Altman and Mookie play every day. And then because love Hayward and Peralta, but these guys aren't the bottom line, but it's not getting it done anymore. We knew that was gonna happen. You know what I mean? So we gotta rotate them left field, like the Hayward, Peralta, and Trace, but we need Altman and Mookie and Wright every day, right?
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you, actually, I wanted your opinion. What do you think about Mookie at short?
No, I liked it.
I know we need Taylor. We need somebody else to step up to play short.
No, I think he looks like it's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable, right?
Double plays.
So what would you do if we can't put him full-time short, right? We need Taylor there
What we need is for some of these guys to stop having kids and stop going on paternity.
What happened last All-Star break, dude? What happened? Dude, Bellinger, Phillips, what are they? Just have a big orgy all the
That's what everybody's saying. That's what it sounds like.
Jeez, where they all go?
That's what it sounds like. But yeah, Vargas is forgettable. He's not that guy. He's not the guy we need him to be right now at all.
Oh, he's not being what we need him to be, and we need him. Well, that was the thing. Remember we said we need this guy to be better than you better than we expected because with our injuries, Luck's out and we lose like, you know what I mean? He's not, I mean, defensively he's fine, right? But I mean, it's not too hard. I mean, everyone's fine defensively, but do we need to get it on base, right? Yeah. What do you think of Michael Bush getting called up? That guy looks good, but I mean, he'll probably go back. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I don't think he's going to stay long-term. Yeah, he won't stay. That's the only thing.
Gonsolin did not look good today. Not at all.
But he was on the restrictions.
No,
he was
I know.
On
restrictions, it's fine. So, it's fine. But, we need our pick here.
They brought him back at terrible timing. They brought him back against the hottest team in baseball right now.
I know. I can't believe dude, right now we should be down 0-2 in the series. Thank God we came back yesterday. Shit.
Yeah, but it also doesn't feel good to know that we've given up 15 runs in two games against them.
I know. Bullpen was good yesterday. Today was not good.
I'm going to go back
to what's your most concern? What's your most concern? I mean, are we going to keep saying Muncy and Taylor's our biggest concern? I just think need to be more consistent. Muncy leads the league in homers, right? Or tied.
I have a new concern.
Who's the new concern?
My new concern is, and he is not a concern. The situation is a concern. And I feel like we touched on this a little bit in the past. We expect these things from Taylor, Vargas. I mean, Muncy's playing out of his mind right now. We'll take it, but we can't rely on that. I said from the beginning of the season, to help negate some of the negatives that some of these more inexperienced guys are going to bring, we need the top of our lineup to be lights out. They can't take a day off. They need to be perfect. Freddie, Mookie. Freddie's coming through. Mookie is still not Mookie, dude. And that's what's worrying me. That is my concern right now. Mookie is not Mookie. When is the last time Mookie has batted below 250?
Not a while. You just expect him to be above 300 every time. That's why we got him, right?
Exactly. He's not the same Mookie. If you take a look at Mookie, yes, his numbers are still phenomenal, but he is slowly declined every single year for the past four years, maybe three, 4 years.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just something.
For as
something
much as he not good he could right. do, it's just something's not right. To like you just like, I agree on that, and I'm not. We're not worried about it, but it's just like, oh, you're worried, but like,
because we need him to be batting 300. We need him to be helping carry this team to make up for some of the other things at the bottom of our lineup.
Freddie will be there, dude. Freddie's a given, but Mookie should be a given too. If we're paying you how much, right?
Exactly, and here's the thing. I'm
he's
not
done a lot.
Mookie's
no, he can play any position.
Terrible.
He's been amazing. Yeah, no, his stats aren't terrible, but bro, we're paying him, and it's fucking Mookie Betts. Can arguably
it's
the
not
best
the Mookie
player
that
in the
we
league.
Paid. Yep, it's not the Mookie that we traded for. That's the thing. You know, I keep on going back to that one World Series where it was like he literally could not get put out.
I know
you could not strike him out in that World Series. He could not get out. He was turning everything into a hit.
I know. But I agree. He needs to be like with this roster we got, we need him to be like, dude, come on, bro. Right.
I mean, thank God for Outman. Thank God. I mean,
oh my
early
God.
Rookie of the Year.
We haven't talked about
candidate
Outman
right now.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Just give him the trophy, right? Guy's unbelievable. And what about how about your boy Bellinger?
Who?
Exactly.
Who?
No, I love Outman. Dude, we got guys. We always got guys coming from the farm system, man. This guy is unbelievable. Give him the trophy.
Yeah, will
he stay consistent? You know how they say, like, rookies after give pitchers a month or two, and we'll see if they could we'll see. I mean, I'm sure as any batter does, they go in a decline a little bit. But, he looks like a ball player to me. He'll be good.
The other thing that's frustrating me is I know he was out for a few games because he had the concussion is – Will Smith, needs to be an
is he back
every
yet?
Single day.
Is he back?
He needs to be the every single day catcher.
Oh,
dude.
I know.
We can't
Barnes
be
is
playing Barnes.
Me, but Barnes should just only – he only plays when – he should only play when Kershaw pitches, right?
From what it should be, yes.
Oh, and then – we didn't record last week.
He's still not back.
Congrats on Kershaw getting 200 wins. Dude, that was vintage Kershaw right there. Last game wasn't – how did he do last game? Still fine, right?
Yeah, he's
gonna, be fine. We already know what we're gonna get from Kershaw. Like,
because you know what, Kershaw's fine because the focus isn't on him anymore. The focus is now on, dude. You said it yesterday. Syndergaard is not good.
That's what
he is
about.
Not
that's
good.
Who we should talk about. Freaking, I thought Pryor might fix him, but he is no. I don't think Pryor could.
That might
not
be
fixable,
dude.
No, I know. I mean,
there's
dude,
a reason why he's been on
year.
Four different teams in the past two seasons.
I agree, man. I know we took a shot because maybe, like I said, Pryor could try, but I don't think he's fixable anymore, bro. He's lost velocity. He's lost.
I got a question for you.
We have to call.
Is he on the roster come All-Star break?
I don't know. What I'm hearing is that if he keeps playing like this, they'll have to call up
Pepio.
Pepio. We need him. And then what's the other guy? Grove?
My 3.5 strikeouts?
No, there might be another guy. Is it Grove? there might be other. Is that him?
I know you're talking about. No, it's I know who you're talking about. He's down in I think he's in AAA right now.
who's but, the 3.5 strikeout guy?
That's dude, Syndergaard.
Yeah,
oh,
I know Syndergaard. That's bad.
Oh.
I know. He didn't look good last year, and then we got him. I was like, oh boy. And then that was bad. I mean, he's been bad.
I don't know
like
what
the
to
higher
do.
CRA of pitchers.
I mean, does not make you
want
like
our
Bueller to just hurry up and get back?
Bueller was throwing, but he's a long way to go, right?
Oh, he's a long way, but dude, I mean, you just imagine if Bueller was there right now.
Do you like our rotation?
Syndergaard's gone, right?
Kershaw and Urias, you like it, right? Mays, dude, Mays.
I do like it. I'm going to say the other thing that drives me crazy is the run support sometimes. We're not given enough run support. So I feel like Urias
always
is out
like
there
that.
Battling. Oh, battling. Just somebody get me a run.
I agree. It seemed like that every start for him. But except for that year he won 20 games, I think we gave him run support, right?
We did. And
yeah, we did.
He won 20 games and he still didn't get the Cy Young. And he was the only person to
ridiculous.
Win 20 games, which is stupid. But... you asked me if I like our rotation. I'm going to say this. I have a mixed feelings about the rotation. I love Urias. I will always love Kershaw, even though I think Kershaw is in the decline of his career. He still has something left in the tank a little bit.
Yeah.
Gosselin, I got mad props and respect for. The guy's just a fucking mental nutcase, but the guy can pitch. And I think what we saw today is not going to be the Gosselin we're going to see in a week from now.
Of course. I mean, hey, think about last year, pre All-Star break. The guy was a Cy Young, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We know that because we had him on a fantasy team. But yeah. We already know what we feel about Syndergaard. I think Syndergaard is he's not going to be on the team come mid All-Star break.
I agree. And then he could be like, if anything, be a fifth starter for now, but like he's got to go when Pepio comes back, right? Maybe, he's the one. Yeah.
Maybe move Syndergaard to like a middle relief position at some point. Maybe you can try to work him as the bullpen. But the fifth guy that I haven't mentioned yet is the one that I'm a little suspect on still, and that's May. I've always been a little, the minute May came up on this team a few years back, I've always been a little suspect of him.
He's got the stuff and he throws hard,
gas and he's got the carrot top hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he is wild as shit and he's a little predictable.
Yeah.
I think his pitching is a little predictable. He's kind of like Aroldis Chapman. He can serve up 101 miles an hour down the middle, but you know where it's going.
Yep. And then the bullpen. We love Phillips. Big Gonzalez is back. He looked great. Who else was looked great yesterday? Yeah, Phillips. Gratterall. Dude, I think our bullpen's fine. Sometimes Vesia worries me, and obviously Bickford worries me, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Bickford, we know how we feel about Bickford. He hasn't been phenomenal, but I think he's okay. I'll accept him. Is Brule.
Brule's Brule, yeah. Like, you only throw him against lefties, though, right? He gets hammered off righty.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a spot pitcher that we're going to need. If we're going to make a deep run, you need a guy exactly definitely. Like him. You cannot
hide him. I agree.
Bickford's the
too,
one,
right?
Caleb. Love Caleb.
Yeah. We need Hudson back, Bickford to go. But for now, and then Vesia, he's up. I like how, I don't know. He's a gamer, Vesia, but damn, he gets shows.
It's such a long ways to go.
I know, it's such a long way to go. The fact, at the end of the day, how much like negative we talked about the Dodgers, they're in first place right now, right? So let's just go, hey, we'll take it. At the end of April, be in first place. I mean, no, can't go wrong with that, right?
Looking at reports now, this is just that came out a couple hours ago, looking like Dave Roberts has come out and said that Will Smith won't be activated until at least Saturday. So we got a few more days without Will Smith.
We need that guy back, man. So we got the rubber match tomorrow with Pittsburgh, and then we got Cardinals, the Phillies at home, huh? Yeah, we might need some time. We need to go to a game. Oh, but you're the busiest man on the planet right now.
who would have ever thought of all the shit talking that we talk about the Central divisions? Who would have ever thought that the National League Central is like the best division in the National League right now?
I know. What it goes Pirates and Cubs, right? Cubs are
Pirates, Milwaukee, last, Cubs, oh, by, Pirates, how, Brewers,
that's
a, Cubs.
That's the best division right now, right?
In the National League, yeah.
For now. Long way to go.
The AL East is the best division in all of baseball right now, hands down. Yeah. And surprise, surprise, what's the worst division in all of baseball? AL Central.
Oh, of course. Well, who is it? Twins?
Twins should run away with that. Cleveland, I think, will give them a fight.
Just to lose first round to the Yankees, right?
Exactly. There you go. You just hit the nail on the head. Twins will run away with that, and they'll lose first round. Texas, I think, has a decent team. Texas will stay strong. You know what's crazy?
Seager's out for like 2 months, though, right?
He is, they got pitching. They got some pitching that can keep them in this.
But Rangers fans, get used to it. I know he signed with you guys, but Dodgers were used to his injuries. Seager gets injured every year, man.
What's crazy is, so I said the AL Central is the worst division in baseball right now. What's crazy is statistically the second worst division in all of baseball right now is the NL West.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, Rockies and Giants don't help us. I think Padres will get – you think they're cursed? I think they'll get going. You know Diamondbacks are going to stay up there. They got too many guys, right? And then, we just stay afloat. We'll get guys back, and we need Mookie to – we're not blaming Mookie. We just need him to be – if we want to be something special, Mookie, dude, let's go. We need the – right?
Here's what has to happen. Kempe, Kopitar, Doughty, they need to take Mook into the darkness retreat as well. That's what – take a couple of days off, Mook. You just had a baby. I get it. He's probably screaming. You're up late at night. You need to go in the darkness retreat with our puck guys.
Hey, maybe Not that worried about Lakers, but dude, get the Lakers. AD, LeBron, join them. Everyone just join on a darkness retreat for the next 2 days. Let's get shit figured out. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's get this shit going. And then since we're talking about Roger, which I think we already had a to the Jets, right? That's good. They'll be good.
Why'd it take so long? That's the question.
I don't know. That's the thing. I know.
Why'd it take so long?
I feel like we talked about this last month, and now it's like, okay, yeah, we already knew this happened.
You just knew it was going to happen right before the draft. You know what I mean? It's like, we really had to NFL go through draft all these tomorrow, but bells dude, and
I
whistles.
I think we said this last year, too. It's like, NFL draft works, pump for it, but let's just see what happens after the first round before we make freaking predictions and all that. Let's just see what, right?
Well,
all we know is that Bryce Young's going first round, right?
He is, but somebody can take him. Go ahead. Anybody can take him. I think he's too small.
Too small. What else are they saying? That Jalen Carter, the best player in the draft, is going to, what, get down to, like, why? Because, well, like, character issues, he's gonna go down to number 10. I don't know.
The NFL finds a way, dude. They always find a way. It's so stupid. But the NBA will take anybody and anybody.
Yeah, they will. Levies. I mean, it's all like, and then the Anthony Richardson. There's so much. So
are you gonna join Big Cat and McShay's? Was it 3.3 million?
Oh, 32 out of 32.
Ticket all 32, correct?
Let's do it. I gotta get my mock drafts going right now, dude.
Dude, that actually, it might be easier to pick a perfect college bracket than it is to predict 32.
I don't even know 32 guys going into the league, dude. So
I barely knew who had the number one pick till like a week ago.
I know. I agree. So, all right, NFL draft, it's cool. I mean, football always stays relevant. So it'll be cool. I like the Roger Goodell's a fraud, I'm sure.
What, is it in Vegas this year again? I don't know.
It's in Vegas? KC.
KC?
I know. What the hell? They love KC. The NFL just bends the knee for KC, bro. As long as they got the Mahomes, it's, you know what I mean?
They gotta protect Mahomes. He's the new Brady. Protect Mahomes. Whatever. Don't hurt Mahomes.
Don't hurt Mahomes. All right, man. Should we get out of here? Go Kings. Go Lakers.
Go Kings. Go Lakers. Go Dodgers. We're not worried about
Kings. We are very worried about. They had it. That's if we lose on Saturday, we all just go back to that Sunday game, right? That's what happened. Yep.
That was the turning point.
That's the turning point. Pucks on net.
We'll have a Champions League update next pod.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, AC Milan, all the way.
Let's go.
And Arsenal, we knew it. We knew you guys are frauds.
Frauds. Get the fuck out.
All right, later, Rip.
Later.